There's something else that's concerned a lot of people along the Yonge Strip, merchants primarily, rather small business operators who feel that the tax assessments that have been labeled against them have been very unjust, excessive, and as a consequence, we've even seen some who have even threatened to close shop or have closed shop or planning to anyway. House of Lords came to mind. Remember that announcement a few weeks back? October 1 is the last date in business after this institution at Yonge and Isabel, I guess, has been there better part of 50 plus years. The mayor wants to weigh in because I know he had some things to say on the matter and even got in touch with the provincial finance minister, Mr. Sousa. John Tory is on the line.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I mean, the idea that the current assessments on these properties is driving some people out of business, this seems like it's been going on for a while now, hasn't it?
Well, it has. I mean, I'm one of those people who could tell you that I have a history of talking about MPAC, which is a provincial organization that does everybody's assessment, including all your listeners in their houses, is an organization that's never worked properly. It's never kind of taken account of reality, notwithstanding they say they're valuing things based on their current value. And I'd say, well, that's fine. Value them on their current value, but value them when it comes to, say, a business on Yonge Street on what its current use is, not on some value that is either driven by, I don't want to call it speculation in land, but driven by land prices that are being driven up by condo developments and whatnot, which has little to do with, a hairstyling shop or a small business. And so what I've asked them to do, and actually I got a very positive response. I was sort of surprised, maybe suspicious, when they responded positively today at MPAC, welcoming my interest in this and saying, yes, they agree they should be looking at these things. And in the short term, they are redoing the assessments anyway on these places to take account of some heritage conservation district activity. But the bottom line is they seem to be responsive, but I'll believe it when I see it.
All right, but this is an arm's length provincial organization.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, and I understand.
And, so that's the reason I wrote to Charles Sousa is he's in charge of it as the finance minister, and I guess sometimes, even though it's an arm's length organization, you need the government to say, we want to change the law that governs how they go about their work to say, thou shalt take into account the current use of a piece of property like this that's a small business, as opposed to having them just say, gosh, we're just shrugging our shoulders and saying some other piece of land across the street sold for a lot for a condo, and therefore the one on the other side of the street should be treated the same, which is not something I would accept.
Well, that would be the potential for this market value having, going through the roof. As you say, big condo developments are not exactly mom and pop stores, corner stores.
Right.
There have been some criticisms, though, that this is taking you too long to come to the fore or the defense of these small operators.
Yeah, well, look, Councillor Kristen Wong Tam was speaking up on this. There's just no question. What was probably happening was that there was a misunderstanding as to whether people's taxes were going up because some decision taken at City Hall was causing their taxes to go up, which was not the case. I mean, I get criticism on all sides. People say we're not raising taxes enough. And then people like this who are implying that somehow I was responsible or the administration for taxes going up 200%. And so, I've written the letter. It certainly conveys thoughts that I've had about MPAC for a long time before this particular incident. And by the way, it's not just Yonge Street where downtown where this is faced. This is faced in other parts of the city as well, including North Yonge Street. And so these are issues that have been around for a long time. And this place is, MPAC can talk about it, is relatively sort of uncaring and unfeeling about these sorts of things. And I shouldn't speak ill of them because they've been positive in responding to my letter today. But having said all that, as I say, I'm a bit of a skeptic, and I wrote when I wrote. And I've been concerned about this because there are lots of places in the city where their practice of assessment is causing distortions and where we should be trying to remedy that.
Again, with Mayor John Tory on the matter of MPAC assessments on property values that have spiked rates when it comes to taxation and some business owners in the town, specifically now along Yonge. But as you're saying, and I think correctly, in a lot of areas that are, growing in leaps and bounds and big office towers are being put in or they're being gentrified, it changes the equation and MPAC assesses it that way for its potential. And therefore, the rates correspondingly go up the taxes. But the idea that you could actually appeal these decisions, I mean, that's been in the works for a long time as well, has it not?
Yes. I mean, and there is an appeal process, but I think in this case, short of an appeal, MPAC itself went out and redid the assessments because actually there was an error made, I'll call it that, in not taking into account some of the heritage conservation district activity and so forth. So they've actually gone out and redone, or they're in the process of completing the redoing of these assessments. And I think hopefully that will lead to some positive change in and of itself. You know, the part I'm anxious for your listeners to understand and these small businesses is that the city's decision with respect to taxation has not really affected this. We have, and some criticize me for this, kept property or commercial tax increases at or below the rate of inflation. And in fact, for commercial taxpayers, because of a other city policy that is actually redressing an imbalance between commercial and residential taxpayers by relieving some of the burden on small businesses, they've been seeing less than the rate of inflation in their tax increases, unless it's driven by these assessments. So we're holding the line on taxes to the point where some criticize me for that, and I'll have that debate any time with people, but it's these assessments that were driving the taxes up when people got these ridiculous bills.
All right, so in conclusion, the takeaway is that the Minister Sousa has paid attention to, I guess, your entreaty there, or your petitioning on behalf of the shopkeepers. He's then going to tell the MPAC people to revise, or they're just doing this unilaterally
now?
They're
doing it anyway. He didn't really weigh in on this today. It was MPAC itself that welcomed my intervention, so I took some positive reaction from that, but I guess we'll see. And I do need to engage Mr. Sousa, and I want to do it in a constructive way. This is not part of some big dispute I'm having with him. I want to sit down with him and discuss on behalf of the small business community and on behalf of generally sort of ratepayers how we can make the system work better and have fewer distortions and have it work fairer. And more realistically, taking into account the fact that these are small businesses that are part of the lifeblood of Yonge Street and other places in the city, and they need to be, treated as such.
And just in parting, I mean, because I did mention earlier, in some cases, you've got neighborhoods that are being gentrified. Look at the Junction now. I mean, it's, taken off. The tax assessments would change based on, I guess, just as MPAC has done here with these shops along Yonge Street. What do you say to those people who might be facing incredible increases, maybe as high as 100% doubling up? What do we do to...
It's very difficult, John. I mean, I was at a meeting with the sort of the whole small business community this morning through these BIAs and citywide. I met them all this morning, and this came up, and it came up in the context of Queen Street West and the fact that, you know, real estate is appreciating. That is the sign of a successful city in some respects, because there's demand for that real estate. But it gets priced out and gets reflected in rents that can no longer be afforded by independent businesses and only can be afforded by, big chains of banks and restaurants and so forth. It's a problem, and I don't have an answer to it because, I can't personally control the price of land or the demand for land in downtown Toronto. But, I mean, I think we're going to have to look at all of these issues, because a part of keeping a healthy downtown is to have not just big chains there, but to have smaller businesses and, the kind of thing that got Queen Street West designated as one of the most attractive and interesting areas in the world. Is the part of the character of that is smaller businesses, not just big business. And I have nothing against any kind of business. I think they all create jobs and do well for our economy. But, I mean, this gentrification, so-called, is a sign of confidence in the city, is a sign of growth in the city, but it's also a challenge for us.
Mayor Tory,
I don't have an answer. I wish I did.
All right. We'll just watch with interest. I'm sure these complaints will continue to come in, and we'll stay on top of the file. And I hope the minister as well, Sousa, does something to rein in the MPAC assessments, because it does hurt a lot of these smaller businesses, as we've already stated. Thank you so much
for
your time.
Thank you, John, very much.
There you go. John Tory, Mayor of Toronto, and that's on that file.